This is Good Food on the Road with KCRW's Evan Kleiman and Jonathan Gold of the LA Weekly. Every week, Evan and Jonathan tell us where to eat and what to order in every nook and cranny of Los Angeles.
It's Milo and Olive, and it's the newest restaurant from, you know, Zoe Nathan and Evan Funky, who do the Huckleberry and Rustic Canyon.
So one would imagine they're using excellent farm-to-table ingredients.
Definitely. There are a lot of farmers name-checked on the menu.
And what's the dough like?
The dough for the pizza, which comes out of a wood-burning oven, as is de rigueur these days, is flatbreadish, I guess. And it has a beautiful rise to it. The what do you call it? The corona?
Yeah,
the lip?
The little edge around.
It is really nicely risen. There's a crispness, yet like a definite body in the middle. It's a pizza that you would consider eating just for the crust itself. It will remind you a lot of the Pizzeria Mozza crust.
And are the toppings spare or are they a little more Baroque?
Obviously, you can get a margarita, which is, you know, just the basil, the tomato, the mozzarella. But you can get fairly Baroque. My favorite of their pizzas is one with this sausage that they make using pork belly. And so it's a very fatty sausage, as you might imagine. It has a real giant, funky pork punch to it. You know you're eating pork. And it comes with braised greens. They could be beet greens. They could be spinach. It could be a mixture of different stuff. And a little tomato and mozzarella. And that's a different pizza, I think, than you've probably ever had. And you would definitely put it more on the Baroque side.
So is the restaurant really pizza driven, or is pizza one part of the menu?
It's interesting because you would think that it would be pizza driven. But you walk into Milo and Olive, and the first thing you got to know about it is that it's tiny. I mean, really tiny. The restaurant, it's cut in half, basically, and half of it is the dining room, and the kitchen may actually be bigger than that. There are literally two tables. They're big tables. It's eight tops. You will be sharing. And there are, I think, eight more seats at the counter. There's a bakery counter. I believe her basic bakery operations have moved over to Milo and Olive from Huckleberry. And there's a lot to eat that isn't pizza. If you went there and you didn't order pizza, you could have a decent meal, I think.
The bread must be pretty good.
The bread is really good. They take Phil McGrath's pumpkins and they roast them. Those are such good pumpkins anyway, and concentrates the sugar. And they serve that with brown butter, sage, a little bit of honey, a lot of black pepper. And it's like comfort food, something that you'd make at home and be really happy with. There's crostini, which are wonderful, just slabs of her bread toasted nicely with just mounds of that bellwether ricotta on it,
oh,
little
so
olive
delicious.
Oil, a little pepper. And there's something that I think is probably going to be the fetish dish of this restaurant. It's something I've never seen before in this hand, which is what they call garlic knots. And we all know garlic knots. It's what you do with the leftover pizza dough. You serve it free as an appetizer. You put a lot of bad olive oil and garlic on it, and you send it out free. But this garlic knot is gigantic. I mean, it's the size of a big grapefruit. And it's tied at the knot with actual string, like a beggar's purse, I guess, or the thing that hobos sling on their back. Except it's not pure bread the way you might think it is. You split it open, and inside are roasted garlic cloves.
That is genius and awesome.
It is a dish you're going to wear for the next couple of days. And there are desserts. Of course there are desserts. But I think the one that everybody should probably keep in mind sounds almost too simple, but it's a slab of grilled bread on top of which is melted chocolate, olive oil, and sprinkles of sea salt. It's a big dish in Catalonia. I mean, Adrià sometimes plays with it on his menus or played with it on his menus. And I think this is the first place in L.A. that serves it.
Chocolate toast.
Chocolate toast. If there's a fault with it, there's possibly too much chocolate, but you and I are the only two people in the world who ever have that complaint about anything, I think.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold of the LA Weekly about Milo and Olive in Santa Monica. You can get the exact address and recommended dishes by just texting the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to the number 69866. And don't forget that you can see all of Jonathan's restaurant suggestions on the Good Food Restaurant Map, which is on the Good Food blog.